Today on Mission Network News, Lebanon reaches a breaking point while Christian teachers receive critical resources. I'm Ruth Kramer, inviting you to stick around to learn how God's working behind the scenes of today's headlines. First, Lebanon can't afford another crisis, but that's exactly what it's facing with the coronavirus. The government went into prevention mode this week, shutting down as much of the country as possible and banning public gatherings. Horizons International's Pierre Hosni says the ban applies to ministry, too.
We've actually launched three new online initiatives for our staff to be involved in so that they can all be working at home instead of doing their field ministries while things are shut down.
With disasters on every side, the outlook is bleak. Lebanon's economy is non-existent, and Hosni says a majority of people live paycheck to paycheck. If they can't work, their families won't eat that week. Refugees and the poor stand to lose the most from this latest health crisis.
We feel like we're on the edge of a cliff here. The people that are most vulnerable to the virus are the least likely to get medical care quickly, which just is a recipe for the virus to spread even more.
Desperate times call for God-sized action. So ask God to intervene in Lebanon as only He can. And then ask Him how He wants you to respond.
I would just encourage people to give to an emergency fund that we're establishing within Horizons so that we can put aid supplies in the hands of the churches here in Lebanon.
Next, the Barner Research Group released this year's State of the Church report, focusing on church attendance, prayer, and Bible reading among adults in the United States. The study found 1/3 fewer Americans attend church every week as opposed to 1993. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministry says,
my challenge to parents is not just to teach the kids it's a priority to go to church, because I think most kids know that it's a priority to go to church, but teaching our kids to see the church not just as a place of worship, but a place of love, a place to express love to other Christians.
Barna says Bible reading has held steady and prayer has only slightly declined. So why would people engage in these religious activities without attending church?
You know, Paul talked about this in 2 Thessalonians, and he talked about it as brotherly love. Now, the Thessalonian church was great at showing brotherly love. Paul, in fact, encouraged them to keep doing what they were doing because they were really good at it. I mean, these new Christians were amazing, showing love overflowing. And I think many churches today haven't really done a great job of loving on people.
The State of the Church report reveals that many Americans aren't finding what they're looking for in church, and that isn't tradition, structure, or a great experience. It's the love of Christ working by the Holy Spirit through His people. So pray that many would start seeing that love in American churches. And teachers show students how to process the world, yet often that's done without the influence of the Bible. Harold Clausen with Teach Beyond understands how difficult it can be for Christian teachers. For years, he struggled to integrate his faith and his classes. Now, he uses his experience to help teachers permeate their subjects with Christ.
I was always trying to add the Bible to my classes in chemistry and physics, and often it just didn't feel very comfortable for my students or myself. And it took a long time before I began to realize that what I needed to do was to understand what God was trying to do.
To see how his classes connected with God's world, Clausen began compiling resources on his website, transformingteachers.org. Over the last 16 years, the website has grown in content and popularity, and now resources are even available in other languages. Clausen hopes this encourages teachers, but also other professions. He says,
when our mind is full of what God is doing, and how what we are teaching relates to His plans and purposes for ourselves and for our students and our world, it's going to leak out in whatever environment you're in.
So pray for teachers as they teach from God's perspective. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website to donate online or to get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.